welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here for another hour of this very special edition of Auto World as we bring you all the color and excitement of the just recently concluded, just really within the last couple of hours, Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance 2014. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Phil Skinner, one of our favorite guys, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and also we'll be joined by a gentleman who has got his own media business called theoldcarguys.com, great website, and acted as my on-site producer at Amelia Island. Don Jones will be joining us a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's toll-free, so feel free from anywhere in North America. Just call us up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. My email is bob@autoworldradio.com. If you're going to be with us in the third hour of the program, I'm actually going to play an hour that I recorded a little bit earlier today, and you're going to hear my interviews with some representatives from some new car companies at Amelia, Infiniti, McLaren, as well as a representative from Meguiar's. But right now, let's go to the man himself. I consider this gentleman the number one authority in all of the world when it comes to classic car values. There is no one better than Phil Skinner, collector car market editor, Kelley Blue Book. Hey there, Phil. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being on with us here. Looks like we lost him after that great introduction. How do you like that? Well, that's what you call live radio. But we'll get Phil back on the line. And just a note to my producer, Matt. He's in a hotel, so we can always get him on a landline. Phil Skinner.
Hi, Bob. We're here.
All right. Great. Thank you, my friend. It's been a busy weekend for everybody in the Amelia Island, Jacksonville area, as the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance 2014 is history, but in addition to that, a number of significant auctions. Before we talk about the auctions, let's talk about the crowd today at Amelia. I understand it was the biggest to date.
It was phenomenal. At 10 a.m. when the gates officially opened, first of all, there are the people who get onto the field early, the media. And we were on the field at 7:30 this morning, which was, because of the time change, dark still. But it was a chance to look at many of the cars without crowds around them. We got some very unique photos for the morning light. And then as the light got better, the crowds started, the pre-entry crowds were there, you know, friends of entrance and what have you. And then at 10 o'clock, the gates opened for the general public, and by 10:30, it was pretty much impossible to take a picture of a car because of the crowds. My assistant was with me, and I remember her looking over the crowd and just seeing, she says, where did the cars go? Because all you had was a sea of people. This concourse has quickly become second only behind Pebble Beach. And Pebble Beach should be looking, because this thing is gaining a lot of momentum, which could be good and could be bad. There are a number of other events that were new this year that were, you know, we had an extra auction, a third auction now. We had some other off-road events, off-course events, such as the DuPont Registry sponsoring a evening at the airport, and all the proceeds went to charity. But it's just like there's more and more things happening now in here in Amelia Island than almost as there is
so
in Monterey.
True. I know all these things have popped up, like you say, the extra auction and that event known as the Festivals of Speed, which is a Florida-based event. That was going on, and Bill Warner added a Cars and Coffee event on Saturday morning. And not to mention all the new car manufacturers were there in attendance giving test drives of a lot of their new vehicles to potential customers, and the high-end car makers were there showing off their wares. It was one of the first public showings of the new Corvette Stingray, upcoming 2015 Z06. So there was just a tremendous amount going on, and as you and I have talked about before, the thing that's so great about Amelia compared to Pebble Beach, which is wonderful, is everything is pretty self-contained. I mean, the Gooding Auction is off-premises, the Festivals of Speed is off-premises, but everything else is pretty much in one central locale, and it's become gridlock time on the Monterey Peninsula come August.
Yeah, last year was extremely bad at Monterey. We had left Monterey on Saturday at 4 in the afternoon to go up to the Gooding Auction at Pebble Beach. It's a total of 7-mile drive, and it took us over 2 hours, 2.5 hours to go the 7 miles. So that was a little disappointing. Here, the thing is that there's, if you're really wealthy, you can stay in the Amelia Island area.
at the Ritz, of course.
Yeah, the Ritz Carlton, you know, it's, I think it was $535 a night, four-night minimum. So, you know, that adds up for this poor folk. That's, you know, my whole year's savings of life savings there.
You and I these days.
Yeah, the kicker is, though, that in the city of Jacksonville, I'm actually staying in Kingsland, Georgia, which is about 25 miles away from the event, freeway miles, and it is about a half-hour drive. But the traffic control getting in and out of there was absolutely, despite the crowds, there was no real backup. You got in, you got out. They really have that dialed in. Makes it very easy. And the other thing that I really complain about up at Monterey is the expense of the hotels. We're talking $575 at the Ritz-Carlton. You can pay, and I have paid, up to $350 to stay in a hotel 20 miles away from the event. And that's, you know, for a, you know, hotel.
Regular hotel. You got it.
So,
absolutely.
The expenses are a lot more reasonable. And it's just fun. $250 for an admission ticket into the Pebble Beach Concourse. Pre-purchased here, $60. $80 on the day of the event.
Wow. Significant difference there.
And the money goes to a great cause.
Absolutely. And there's no nicer guy than the man who founded this 19 years ago, Bill Warner, photographer with Road and Track. And he's really put his personality and love of motorsports into the DNA of this event. So it's a win-win for everybody. Let's talk some auction action. Why don't we begin by talking about RM, being living in the Boston area for most of my life up until the last few months. I quite often broadcasted from, and will hopefully continue to broadcast from, the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance in Greenwich, Connecticut. And I always ran into Malcolm Prey, a great collector and car dealer owner in Connecticut, and Malcolm passed away, and his family decided to auction off what is a very, very cool collection at the Amelia RM event. And I'm so curious as to how much these cars fetch, because I actually know the purchase price on a few of these vehicles, Phil.
Well, actually, the
original purchase price.
The vehicle did really well, and as Rob Myers said, he bought a lot of these cars from me, so it might as well, you know, sell for the family. The home run, the absolute home run, the highest price ever paid for a car at auction at Amelia Island took place yesterday. That was when the fabulous Delahaye with the Fogonian Flossie came up.
Wow.
$6 million on the hammer.
Amazing. When we come back, we'll talk about that car and lots more. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. The extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, the extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Anytime Phil Skinner joins us, don't hesitate to chime in with a question for Phil. 855-660-4261, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. If you have a car that you'd like a free estimate of value on, he can help you out with that. But we're focusing on the Amelia Island Concours and all the great auctions. And Phil was just telling us before the break that a vehicle, a magnificent Delahaye with very special bodywork, which was purchased, Phil, are you ready for this one, for $10,000 by Malcolm Prey in the early 1970s. Now, the deceased Malcolm Prey's family reaps the benefits of the most expensive vehicle ever sold at auction at Amelia. And again, what was that price, Phil?
The hammer price was 6 million dollars, a fabulous purchase, and on top of that, the purchaser is a 10% buyer's commission. So in total, it was $6,600,000. I'd just like to have the commission.
That's what I call vehicle appreciation. I mean, God bless Malcolm Pray for having the foresight to buy that car for $10,000.
Now, understand, though, that over the years, he did a lot of repairs. He did a restoration on it.
So yeah, kept it up.
It wasn't all profit, but it was a very good profit.
Yeah. I believe he called it the French Mistress, I believe, was his nickname for the vehicle.
Yeah. In fact, the catalog had a great photo of him and his family taken a number of years ago when his kids were still kids. And he really loved this car, and there it is. It's just now it's in the hands of another collector who will take care of it for a while, and a few more years down the road, it may sell again.
Excellent. What were some of the other high water marks at RM?
Well, the sale overall was just great. Of course, you go to an auction and you say, hey, this is the car I like, or this is my particular favorite car. My favorite car at this sale was an oddball. It was a 1937 Packard 120, which was the Junior Series Packard, that had been converted into a pickup truck back when the car was new, or truck was new. And it was really just a sharp, sharp car, and I really loved it. It hammered sold at $85,000, another 10% commission really brought that up. 300 SL Gullwings, they seem to be doing very well still, or I should say the 300 SL, in this case a Roadster. $1,725,000. That, a great looking car that comes up to about $1,850,000 with the commission. That was another top sale. Well, they had an interesting trio of cars. 1953 General Motors had the Buick Skylark, the Cadillac Eldorado, and the Oldsmobile 98. And if you had any bargains, I think the Cadillac Eldorado convertible was a bargain at $184,000 with the commission added in. So there were relative bargains if you consider $185,000 a bargain.
I wish I could be in that position to consider that a bargain, Phil, both you and I. But overall, I mean, RM has been with the Amelia Concours pretty much, not quite, but pretty much from the get-go, and this always seems to be one of their big events of the year.
This is one of the biggest. This is our seventh, the Concours. This was the 19th year of the Concours, and which obviously started in, I believe it was 1996. And RM came here in 1998, so this was their 17th year with the Concours. They've been very strong supporters. Proceeds, there is a certain amount of proceeds from the RM sale that go to support the charities. Plus, what really helps is the logistics, and RM has really stepped up and helped quite a bit with making sure, if needed, a showroom is available, or just bringing in the right people that bring in money to help all of the charities that the Concours support.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the other traditional auction at Amelia, in addition to RM, and that was David Gooding, who always seems to do extremely well no matter where he sets up shop. How was the Gooding auction at Amelia?
The Gooding auction was, again, exceptionally well done. It was held down the road at what they called the Omni Plantation. It's about 3 miles away from the main event at Ritz-Carlton. I want to say something about the RM auction and the Gooding auction both. It was standing room only. The interest in these sales is just phenomenal. And the crowds responded at both sales. Overall, RM did about 36.9 million.
Wow.
And Gooding did about $31 million. And I had the honor of having dinner last night with the public relations manager for Gooding. And she said they were just phenomenal. There were a few cars that didn't sell. And she said what was interesting was the number of people who were expressing expressing interest in it. They were attempting to, you know, put together a few deals. So that's the what we're seeing here at the in the auction world, is that these cars, especially a lot of the high-end cars, people are looking for either a strong investment or just, you know, something to enjoy their money with, and that's what they can do with these cars. The nice thing is that this trickles down, and the biggest sale at Gooding was a kind of a unique 907 Porsche, what they call the long tail. Mm-hmm. It was the first Porsche to ever win a 24-hour event. And that car hammered out at $3.6 million, which is pretty strong.
Absolutely. You're listening to Auto World. And by the way, this special Amelia Island edition is brought to you in part by Auto Informant, the number one online community for car lovers. It's your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interests, www.autoinformant.com. As long as we're plugging websites, let's plug KBB.com, all the cool stuff there, Phil.
Yeah, if you've been watching TV, you've probably been hearing the name KBB.com quite a bit more than normal. And that's because Kelly Blue Book is, for a long time, we were kind of a resource for dealers to kind of figure out what your used car was worth for trade-in value and what they could sell it for. It was also used for banks and insurance companies to try and figure out what the value of a vehicle was. So that was the traditional Kelley Blue Book. And one of the things that you can still do is go to KBB.com, and you can get your value of your car, trade-in value, whatever you're looking for, and it's free. But what we also have become is we have really become the resource for new car experiences. If you're looking to buy a new car, look at KBB.com, and what they're going to do is give you comparable sales information for your specific region. It gives you another tool when you're out there to buy a car to get the best deal you absolutely can. And you just never know what you're going to find at KBB.com.
Straight ahead, we're going to continue with Phil Skinner, and also Don Jones will join us here on the broadcast. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Patty's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
So how are you guys liking Jimmy Fallon, Jay's successor on The Tonight Show? If you want to chime in on that, we would love to hear from you. If you want to talk automotive stuff, we're here for you. We are doing a special broadcast, and it's all about Amelia Island. Amelia Island 2014. And this is a very special broadcast because we have with us right now the man himself, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, who is telling us all about all the auction action at Amelia this weekend. We're going to be joined momentarily by Don Jones from the Old Car Guys. And Don was a huge help to me as I injured my back this week. And Don served as my on-site producer and did a great job of lining up guests for the various editions of the show. So a number of people have emailed me, Phil, here. It's interesting, in the last few minutes, wanting you to once again recap the total sales numbers, because I think a lot of people are quite shocked. What was the total sales numbers for both RM and Gooding at Amelia 2014?
Okay. Gooding, which was on Friday, it was a one-day sale. They had 88 cars, of which 78 of them sold. And the total hammer price was just under $31 million. It was actually $30.9 million and some change there. For RM, which held their sale on Saturday or yesterday, they had 93 cars, of which they sold all but three of those, and their total sales was at just at $36 million. And as I said, $6 million of that was just one car, and that was the fabulous Malcolm Prey Delahaye with the beautiful Fagonian Falashi coachwork. And that was, again, hammered at $6 million plus the commission of another $600,000. A couple other vehicles did break the million-dollar mark on at the RM sale. And same thing over at the Gooding sale. We saw at least, I think, about four cars at Gooding do over the million-dollar mark.
Isn't that incredible? I must ask you about the other Malcolm Prey vehicle that I know was expected to bring a lot of money. The Elvis Presley on the same vehicle, the 507 BMW. How did that do?
That also did, excuse me, very well. Again, prices were very strong all around, and I'm trying to think right now. I think I'm looking it up. It's a lot of cars here, and I'll give that to you number right now. the beautiful 507, which, by the way, the new owner was invited to show that at the Concorde Elegance. That car set a record for a 507 when it was hammered and sold for $2,200,000. Wow. And again, the commission on top of that.
Incredible. Those vehicles have really blown up in value if you can find one. Now let's talk about the new kid in town. The owner of the Festivals of Speed, Joe Sabatini, has been on our broadcast a number of times. We're on a number of stations in the Florida area. And he has done a great job with these kind of boutique-esque shows that feature luxury cars and amenities. Kind of reminds me of a little bit of not unlike what the DuPont Registry did at Amelia or Bruce McCall does at Pebble Beach with the kind of a high-end event. But this year he tacked on an auction. Tell us about this auction. Were you able to get over to it? And what's the story behind the story?
Well, Joe Sabatini actually kind of ran the auction or owns the Festival of Speed. The auction was conducted by Hollywood Wheels, which is in Hollywood, Florida, owned and operated by Mike Flynn, and they put on a great exhibition. They had about 125 cars that were scheduled over the auction block. The sales results there were a little bit less than expected, and I think part of the problem was this sale wasn't really announced until just a couple of months ago, so it didn't get the publicity or the coverage that it so richly deserved, because it was pretty well put on. We made it over there yesterday evening, and I want to tell you, if you were hungry, you didn't go away hungry. They had a lot of great food, several carving stations, all of this here for registered bidders. It made it kind of fun. The vehicles there were kind of interesting. The big lot everybody was kind of looking at was lot number 154, and this was a group of Imperial Crown convertibles from 1957 to 1961, five editions, all of them exquisitely restored. They were hoping for about $1 million, $1.1 million for all five. The bid went up to $950,000, and that was a pass. This just wasn't enough to cut them loose. But I did talk to Mike Flynn, and he said they did have interest in a couple of the cars being sold separately, so they may get those cars out there into other people's hands. Overall, though, I did talk to Mike Flynn during the sale, and he said he was very happy with the turnout and with the reception he'd received, and to the point that members of other auction houses, in particular Dave Gooding, actually came over and registered to bid.
That's great.
Yeah, so you're seeing, when you see support from your competitors, and as they told me, I'm a Gooding representative, there's a lot of room out here for everybody in the market, and they really want to see the other auctions succeed, because if the other auctions succeed, then you're going to succeed also.
Absolutely. Our telephone number again, toll-free, 855-660-4261. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Let's bring on to the airways with us a gentleman who is a frequent contributor to the show as well, along with Phil. Phil's been with me for too many years, 20 years, I don't know, something like that. But
a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Let's hope we're both doing it 20 or 30 years from now. Let's see, we'll be doing it from a nursing home, but let's still hope we're doing it. Anyway, this gentleman has been contributing for a year or so. He has got a great website called theoldcarguys.com. He's also in the midst of launching a radio and television program. And most of all, he came to my rescue because I injured my back, and he got quickly promoted here, Phil. He went from being a guest on the program to all of a sudden being a on-site producer. So he helped me out tremendously over the weekend. The gentleman's name is Don Jones. Don, thank you so much for your help, and welcome to the broadcast.
Well, you're quite welcome, and actually my daughter probably is very grateful to you for inviting me up, because after 10 weeks staying at her house, trying to stay out of the winter weather, she was probably happy to see me head back north.
Phil, this is his first time at a major Concours event. And I'm really curious to get your take on the Amelia Island show today as well as yesterday. I know you got to rub elbows with some very famous race car drivers. Tell us a little bit about your reaction and thoughts about Amelia 2014.
It was just a spectacular event. It was spectacular on a lot of planes. There were the rolling pieces of art and the people that treated them like art. In the muscle car or the car show scene, we would refer to those as trailer queens. But even with some of the very, very rare cars, some of them it was very obvious that they were being driven. And, you know, talking to some of those guys, when they said, yeah, we drove it 600 miles to be in the show, and I'm thinking, well, we have the people that are buying these cars for the investment value and as the pure art, but also of the driving art, having it in order to exercise it and to get it out of the garage and out of the museum and put it on the road. So I appreciate talking to those fellows as well.
Oh, sure, absolutely. When we come back on the other side, more with Don Jones, Phil Skinner. We're getting some emails for Phil here and telephone calls, 800. No, 800, that's my old show. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. That's the only number you need to know. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, Concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back.
Of the
We're live. Thank you very much for joining us for this very special edition of Auto World, brought to you in part by Auto Informant. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com. Phil Skinner is with us, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, along with Don Jones, president of the oldcarguys.com and now a field producer for Auto World. And we're talking about a gamut of things. A number of emails have floated in for Phil, so why don't we address those right off the top here. And the first question comes from a listener joining us in Oklahoma, Phil, and the gentleman's name is Daniel. And Daniel says he is interested in finding a Studebaker Lark from the 1950s. He would like advice as to which is the most desirable variant of the Lark and any suggestions as to where to look.
Well, the Lark was produced starting in 1959, and it more or less stayed with the main sedan for Studebaker up until their demise in 1966. Starting in 65, they were produced in Canada only, and they actually used Chevrolet power plants, Chevrolet 6s and V8s. Probably the most desirable of the whole Lark family, 1962, they had what they called the Daytona Cruiser. There was actually a Indianapolis 500 pace car edition because it paced the Indy 500 in 1962. And of all of the Larks, that would be probably the most desirable. But talking Studebaker, today the second Studebaker Avanti ever produced was on the show field. And I think it won an award. It was presented by a good friend of mine, Dave Kenny, who was with Hagerty Insurance.
Oh, absolutely. Good old Dave. Absolutely. Let's.
What year was he looking for?
He wasn't specific in his year, so that's something to put on your radar screen. I've got his email information here.
Yep. Yeah, I think we've got some early 60 Larks up in with our client up in Nebraska. They're up on the website if you want to check us out for them.
Yeah, tell Phil Skinner a little bit about your background and your business. Why don't you do that, Don?
Yeah, well, Phil, started the business really by accident. I got called to active duty as an Army reservist, left my collectible cars with a friend, and then the year that I was supposed to be on active duty turned into 6.5 years. And every time I would come back to St. Louis to visit him in my cars, I would do things to help him with his business. I started out with selling things on Craigslist, and then I created the Old Car Guys website, and then towards getting close to my retirement, he kept saying, come back and we'll start a business with this. So I retired, came back, and several days later he passed away. So So we changed the concept from selling or buying things from people and selling them on the internet to one of looking for people that had collections that wanted to market or into folks that had the barns or the old salvage yards and trying to bring those products to an international market using the web and now other means. And now it's we're going through another expansion where we'll be doing the free listing for car shows and different events like that. And then we're spinning off into radio and TV.
Yeah, Don is he does a lot of junkyard and salvage yards. He's always looking for barn finds and tells a lot of cool stories. Here's another email for Phil Skinner. Again, anytime Phil is with us, we enjoy getting your questions via email, bob@autowarradio.com or via our toll-free line. This one, oh boy, I know what you're going to say here, Phil. This one's out of Virginia, and the gentleman who is writing me is Michael, and Michael is the proud owner of a 1978 Chevrolet Corvette pace car with 50,000 approximate miles on it. It is in outstanding condition. He would like to know today how much that vehicle is worth. I don't know if you want to tell him, Phil, but I guess we got to.
Well, the pace car, the problem with that is they were going to be limited to one per dealer. Then it became to one per how many of a dealer that could order them. The difference really is they had two different engines. They had the standard L48, 350 rated 180 horsepower, and then the L82, which was a 350 rated at 220 horse. So it depends how the car is equipped, but let's say he has an L82, and let's say it has a 4-speed, 50,000 miles, and it's been very well maintained, let's say a number 2- condition. Today's value, about $15,000 to $17,000 on those cars. With an L48, which with the lower horsepower, a bit less, probably around the $14,000 range, $13,000, $14,000 range. The problem is that there are a lot of them made, a lot of them put away, and there's a lot of them on the market. We did see one at the famous sale, the Lambrecht sale up there in Nebraska last September, and that one went crazy at $150,000, but that was that car. And the problem is, like I say, there was a lot of them built, a lot of them in the market.
Mm-hmm.
It's a car you could enjoy, and if you can see it going away for $14,000 to $17,000, you know, you're going to be a happy camper and make a new owner happy, too.
Phil, are you headed back to California, or are you going to stick around in Florida for the Auctions America event next weekend?
Well, right now we're scheduled to go to Daytona Beach. We're going to be heading down that way tomorrow morning. It's a bike week at Daytona Beach. We're going to take part in several OEM events down there, manufacturer events. And then Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for Auctions America, Donnie Gould sale, which is a branch of RM Auctions. That's going to be about a 500-car sale. It's at the Broward County Convention Center. And if we have any listeners in the Florida area like to come to that sale in the Fort Lauderdale area, send me an email at pskinner@kbb.com. I talked to Donnie Gould this morning. He says, I'll give you 5 pairs of tickets. So the first 5 people who email me at pskinner@kbb.com, I'll get you a free pair of VIP passes for the Fort Lauderdale Collector Car Auction by Auctions America next Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Outstanding. See, Don, you're going back to St. Louis just a little too soon.
Well, yeah, we're going into Atlanta to do 2 days of work on the new TV and some radio work, and then over to LaGrange to talk to one of our clients. We sold a couple of cars, so he's got a check waiting for me.
Is that where that wrecking yard is?
Say again?
In LaGrange, is that where that wrecking yard is that's for sale?
Right, Mac Wall's wrecking yard, mm-hmm. 1,300 cars plus the speed shop.
Yeah, I want to get up there myself. Looks like a great place to go play.
Oh, yeah, give me a hour on it. I'll give you the lowdown on it. And if you're going to be up that way, I can take you and introduce you to Mac.
Okay, well we'll take you up on that. Bob will give us contact information, I'm sure.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I knew you guys would be a good connection to put together. And again, I just want to thank Don for all of his great work.
I might cancel Daytona to go to there.
Yeah, you could do that. Absolutely. That would be fun.
We got that 1917 white up there, and I found another guy in Georgia who's got a 1915 white he needs parts for. So I found it at the auction, and you talk about, finding the needles in the haystacks. But anyway.
Oh, that's great. Let me ask Don this question, since this is his first kind of big-time Concours event. What was the highlight, besides working for Auto World Radio and being the on-site producer, what was the highlight for you? Was it talking to Parnelli Jones? Was it talking to the gentleman about the turbine, the Chrysler car? What was the biggest moment?
There were a couple of things that happened, and one part of it was getting in the groove, and it was like... I started getting into the fellow with the turbine after he interviewed with him. While talking to him, I ran into one of my clients who had actually built restored the first turbine for Chrysler, and I introduced him to Matt. So they took off talking. So it was the networking started forming. And I was amazed at the number of people that had been to my website that I ran into. And I knew about it, and he had dealt with our clients. That was pleasantly surprising.
Well, that's great. What's
the name of his website again?
It's an easy one, theoldcarguys.com.
Thank you for letting me know, because I want to go there right now.
you can hook up with Don, maybe go to Georgia, and Phil, maybe you can treat Don to some special visits to other places as well. Oh, they're chasing us out the door. That's totally not fair. Phil Skinner, hats off to you. Thank you, my friend. Don Jones, tremendous
thanks
for helping me out.
Talk to you guys later.
All right, that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.